Hello, fellow freaks. I'm Zach, your host of the Ox Podcast, bringing you a daily dose of uncensored wisdom. No bullshit, no topic off limits. If any episode of the Ox has moved you in some small way, please take a few seconds to share this podcast with someone else. The best way to spread love is to share what you love. Now, without further ado, let's plug in. Why you shouldn't give a fuck about your critics. Adjusting the levels. Is that good? Yeah. Why you shouldn't give a fuck about your critics. Fuck your fucking critics. I want to start out with a quote from Chamath Palpatia, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Chamath is super well known on Twitter. He used to be on Facebook. He's a venture capitalist, I believe, worth billions. And he says this about criticism. Quote, "You guys are trying to build things, and that's so hard, and nobody believes in you. It's so dark, and you're all alone. The last thing you want is someone telling you that you can't do it. Fuck those people." Again, the last thing you want is someone telling you you can't do it. Fuck those people. It's easy to be a critic. I just saw a video from one of my favorite comedians on YouTube, Trevor Wallace, and he made this spoof on being a movie critic. And the idea is that everyone sucks movie critics' dicks because it's easy to be a critic. It's easy to walk into a movie, watch a two-hour piece of art, and then release a quote, one quote, some witty quote that shows how high class you are, and give some bullshit review on a movie and try to sum up a two-hour work of art that may have taken 6 months to a year, maybe longer, with hundreds of people on set. And you sum it up in one thing and say, that was too try hard or didn't do it for me or was a summer blockbuster but ended up being a flop, some bullshit like that. And it's easy to be a critic. And here's the thing. When somebody tells you that you can't do something, when somebody says to you, you can't do this, or it's not going to work out, what they're really saying is, it seems like what you're trying to do, I wouldn't be able to do, so there's no way it can be done. When someone tells you you can't do it, or it's just not going to work, they're projecting their own skills and ambitions onto you. They are saying, I can't picture myself doing this, so there's no way you can do it. It would make them feel bad if you accomplish this. So they criticize you and they criticize others. These are the people that become defensive about people's ambition instead of fascinated. I fall victim sometimes to feeling sorry for myself because I see other people's ambitions. I see other podcasters that I admire and they're doing all this shit. And sometimes I shrink and I become defensive and I think, he's not doing this right, or she's not doing this, or I could do that better, blah, blah, blah. That is the egotistical critic bullshit part of my brain that is becoming defensive because of other people's ambition and accomplishments. What I should be doing is becoming fascinated. If someone says that they want to do something, and I don't see the path to do it myself, or I don't see a path in general, I should become fascinated about that, especially if it's something I'm interested in. If I see something or someone and they're doing something in podcasting that, I'm like, fuck, my mind is blown. Like, the last thing I should do is criticize that person. The last thing I should do is try to bring them back down to my level because I can't understand or I can't see the path to what they're doing. I should become fascinated, not defensive. And also, as technology and the internet becomes more widespread, criticism becomes more and more useless. As technology and internet becomes more widespread, criticism becomes more and more fucking useless. Because in the past, you know, not everyone had access to recording things like a podcast or recording a radio show or making a movie or making a film, making a video. Not a lot of people had access to that, and the startup cost was substantial. Now, if you think you can do a better job with something, if you think you can record a better podcast, if you think you can make a better video, if you think you can make a better film, if you think you can write a better book, article, whatever it is, you can make it yourself. You don't have to waste energy criticizing other people. You can record a podcast. You can write a book and release it independently. You can start a YouTube channel. If someone does something that you don't like, why waste your energy criticizing? Why be a negative Nancy? Why not just fucking make it yourself? If you think you can do that much better, sack the fuck up. Grab the mic, grab the camera, grab the pen, grab your dick, and make it. Don't waste energy criticizing. It doesn't make sense anymore. Because why, if I listen to a podcast, why would I ever want to tell that person what is wrong with it? I may think some things in my head. I may take some things away that I would do differently and things that I admire, but like, what's the point of tweeting at that person or sending them an email or saying like, this is what's wrong with your work, or this is why you suck, or this is why, you know, this podcast is going to fail? If you think that you can do it better, you have zero excuse not to put your money where your mouth is. You have zero excuse not to do it yourself. There is no reason to criticize. There's never been less of a reason to criticize because the tools are so democratic now. You can start a YouTube channel with your fucking phone. You buy a USB mic for $30. If you think you can do a better job, do it. And that's something that I remind myself as well. I also have those negative feelings. I also feel that bullshit. And I do my best to remind myself to become fascinated, not defensive. So remember that for yourself. And also remember from the creator standpoint, if you make something, if you're listening to this podcast, even if you don't have a podcast or a YouTube channel, whatever, you still have to make creative decisions in your day-to-day life that are open to criticism. When people are criticizing you, remember that they are projecting onto you. Again, they are taking their own experiences, they're taking their own ambitions, they're taking their own skills. And when they tell you you can't do it, what they're really saying is, I can't do it. And I don't think, because I can't do it, or I can't see a way for me to do it, I'm going to tell you, you can't do it. And they're projecting their insecurities on you because it scares them that someone else might be able to do it. And if you do it, then it forces that person to realize, oh, like, I just haven't been working as hard, or I just haven't done what gives me purpose. I've been making excuses for my whole life, and I haven't actually put myself out there. So if you have a defensive mindset, when other people are shining, when other people have these ambitious ideas, it makes them defensive, it makes them insecure, and other people don't like seeing you do cool shit because it reminds them of the things that they're not taking chances on, and it reminds them of the things that they are capable of or not capable of. And I don't mean, when I say criticize, I mean that from a negative standpoint. I mean, you know, saying X is wrong with this, X is wrong with that. I'm always open to people offering insight to the podcast or saying things that they would do differently or things they want to see. That's different. I don't consider that quote unquote, you know, criticism. But, you know, if someone says to me, I don't like that episode, or you're podcast sucks. This episode was fucking whack. I welcome that and thank you for the input. But at the same time, you don't have to subscribe. You don't have to listen to this. It is a choice. And you can take that and put it into your own podcast. If this isn't the podcast you want to see, this isn't the podcast you want to listen to, you have all the tools in the world to put out what you envision. So why fucking waste time criticizing? That is my challenge to you. Challenge to myself is to fucking remember that critics are projecting on you, and to also recognize that failing in yourself when you become defensive. Instead, replace it with fascination. So thank you guys for listening. If you've been fascinated by this podcast in any small way, if this podcast has made a difference to you, I'd appreciate if you send it to someone you care about. And also, you can rate the show on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a comment. That helps other people see us because we appear higher in searches on Apple Podcasts. That helps this podcast get out there. And thank you for listening. I'll talk to you guys next time.